The U.S. Army is reviewing what it tells families about the deaths of soldiers who die in combat. There have been several cases where families have not been told everything that the Army knew about the deaths of their loved ones. The most notable case was that of Corporal Pat Tillman. He's the former NFL player who was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. We're joined from the Pentagon by Colonel Dan Baggio. He's a spokesman for the U.S. Army. Colonel, welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be on the show.
Tell us, what exactly is the Army doing with this now?
What we're doing is we're re-looking the process, and we're looking to theater to reinforce and trying to reconcile to make sure that we take a look at any initial reports and to make sure if there's any updates that we can notify the family as soon as possible. And whenever there is a mistake made by the Army, that's very regretful, because I got to tell you, we take every soldier's death, you know, we take it to heart.
Are you now reviewing the deaths of soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, or some number of them?
Well, it's really an ongoing process. And what I mean by that is, if there's something that's under some sort of an investigation, for example, maybe there's some circumstances around that particular soldier's death that are in question. If there's any updated information, that information would be updated and provided as quickly as possible to the family. One of the reasons we want to put a reminder out there to the theater and re-engage here is because really there was a lot of attention paid to this several months ago. I think it particularly happened after the Lieutenant Tyson, Specialist McCaffrey case.
These were two soldiers who were training Iraqi civil police and were killed by the men that they were training, and that was misreported as a combat death for some time.
That's correct. Keep in mind that was several months ago, I think 8 or 9 months ago, and if you think of the turnover in theater in that time, it's probably been 50% to 75% turnover. So you got to constantly remind the folks there and reinforce that we have a process and we take it seriously.
What is the explanation for cases where there's a difference between what investigators actually know about the death of a particular soldier and what a family's told? Because there are these instances where the Army does know something's happened, and the family believes something else.
It really does depend on the individual case. The Pat Tillman case is one that was widely publicized, and I think something that like that, there was misinformation, some sort of a cover-up or whatever, things like that are an anomaly. But a lot of times, typically what might happen is if it's a tactical-level engagement where somebody was killed, we always refer to it in the Army as, of course, the fog of battle. It's, sorting out the details sometimes are slow to surface. Sometimes it's a more complicated event that does require an investigation. The initial report is not always the right report.
You do have to tell the family of a soldier who's killed that that person has died, even though you may not be completely clear on the circumstances under which they have died.
That's exactly right. You know, a hypothetical example, a person is killed in a way, and we don't have all the exact circumstances. You can't wait a week, 2 weeks, a month to tell that family. You got to tell the family. And that's precisely the issue. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to sort it out. You got to notify the family as quick as you can, and you got to give them the circumstances as best you can. For the most part, these guys do a wonderful job, the casualty notification officers, the casualty assistance officers, in updating that family and giving them the best information possible. And they put it in that context. Yeah, there have been mistakes made, but it's far and few between. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of casualties. The ones that are the mistakes are obviously widely publicized, and that's good because we are a learning and adaptive organization in the Army, and so we want to get things right.
Colonel Dan Baggio, a spokesman for the U.S. Army, speaking with us from the Pentagon. Colonel, thank you.
Thank you.